The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
What in the world are we, the United States, doing as part of the United Nations? What are we doing? Under the previous administration, there was a move to pull back considerably from the United Nations. President Trump routinely said, hey, other countries need to start pulling their weight, you know, paying instead of us, you know. Well, anyway, the current president, not so much. Anyway, listen to this headline. No consensus on the degree to which pornography is harmful to children. Report from the United Nations agency UNICEF. Now, before I get into this, can I just give you a piece of advice? Free. Won't charge you for this at all. Do not, under any circumstance, give any money, not one penny, to UNICEF. Every year, the United Nations International Children's Fund raises millions and millions of dollars here in the United States. I don't know whether they're still doing it, but they used to have Trick or Treat for UNICEF. And, you know, kids that go door to door, Trick or Treat for UNICEF. They have all kinds of fundraisers. Don't give a penny to UNICEF. If you don't know why, well, listen to this. The United Nations Agency for Children, the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, states that, quote, while age verification tools may prevent children from accessing pornography from commercial websites, it's unlikely that they would prevent children from accessing pornography completely. Here's the debate that they're having at UNICEF. How accessible should children be to the internet with no restrictions whatsoever? Which means accessing porn. Well, here's one of the conclusions UNICEF has reached, and I quote from the United Nations Agency, the Children's Fund, UNICEF, quote, there is currently no universal agreement on the nature and the extent of the harm caused to children by viewing content classified as pornography. What? Can I read that for you again? Again, I'm quoting. There is no universal agreement on the nature and the extent of the harm caused to children by viewing content classified as pornography. What planet are they living on? There have been hundreds of studies about the dangers of pornography for children and adults alike. Hundreds of studies. Talk about common sense. And the United Nations says this, and again I'm quoting, there is no universal agreement on the nature and the extent of the harm caused by children to children by viewing content classified as pornography. We don't know whether it's bad or not. We're not sure. Maybe it's bad, maybe it's good. We just don't know. Well, the Center for Family and Human Rights released this statement. UNICEF claims that asking for age verification to access pornography online may deny children access to what it calls vital sexuality education. So in other words, the United Nations is saying, well, if we limit access to the internet for children, yeah, they may access pornography, but we're not really sure whether that's even harmful or not. And if we restrict access, if we require age verification, why, children would be, they would be prohibited from accessing, quote, comprehensive sexuality education. Which, by the way, much of the, quote, comprehensive sexuality education is porn. So UNICEF is fighting with all their might to limit access of children to porn because they might not get the sex education that they need. And some people call that porn. And so if we have age verification, oh my goodness. Quote, this again is from UNICEF. Any restrictions on ICCPR, International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, must be the least intrusive instrument available among those that might achieve the desired result. Accordingly, children should not be age-gated. That's G-A-T-E-D. Children should not be age-gated out of any online environment. This is the United Nations. There should be no age requirements for online behavior. So a three-year-old should be able to access the same things that a 56-year-old. A seven-year-old should not be age-gated away from anything on the internet. Accordingly, children should not be age-gated out of any online environment or have their access to content or aspects of an online service limited without solid evidence that this is necessary. After all, I'm continuing to quote from the United Nations. The term pornography has many legal definitions within different jurisdictions. So it's not always clear across the literature that consistent definitions are being used. So in other words, it could be porn to you. It could be just wholesome entertainment to somebody else. We don't really know what porn is. This is the United Nations. And then here's where it gets really, really bizarre. And again, I quote. The report cites a study that looked into the degree to which children were happy about watching pornography. Now, I'm running out of time for this segment, but here is one of the most bizarre things I have ever read and one of the most disgusting things I've ever read, and this is from UNICEF, this is from the United Nations. How we should determine whether children should be viewing pornography or not is whether it makes them happy or not. I am not making this up, and I'm not exaggerating. An online study from 19 countries, and then they go into the statistics about how many kids were happy when they viewed porn and the kids that were not happy. And this is the determination as to whether porn should be watched by children, whether it makes them happy or not. And some kids, according to the United Nations, some kids are happy when they view porn. And so they should not be restricted because it makes them happy. This is the determination about porn for children. We need to allow it because, number one, if we restrict it, they can't get their sex education, which many people think is porn, and we can't allow that to be restricted. And then porn makes a lot of kids feel happy. How can we take away their happiness? Talk about perversion and evil and darkness. This is the United Nations Children Fund. Don't ever give 1 cent to UNICEF. That is absolutely disgusting. We've got to keep porn available because it makes some children happy when they see it. That is worse than sick. That is evil.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, this story, I love it. And on the front of the page that I printed off, I have in big letters, duh, exclamation point, duh. Here's what it's about. A few years ago, the American military decided to get woke. Yeah, they decided to get woke and demonstrate equality and equity, not only racially, but gender-wise as well. Because after all, we know there is no difference between men and women at all. None whatsoever. No. Men and women are not different. They're the same. So for years and years and years, the U.S. military had different physical fitness standards for men and women. They took different tests. Why? Because they are different. But the politically correct woke crowd said, no, they're not different. And the feminist said, yeah, the radical feminist said, we want to be treated just like the men. We want to be treated equally. We can do anything a man can do. We want to be treated equally. So the U.S. military said, okay, all right, well, all right. So everybody's the same. So we're going to have standardized physical fitness tests for the men and women both. We won't make any difference whatsoever. How has that worked out? Not real well. Yeah. Here is from a website called military.com. Headline, Army Mulls Returning to Gendered Fitness Standards. Yeah, why? Because the women were suffering. Not the men. The women. Quote, the Army is considering and adding gender-specific standards to its new Army Combat Fitness Test, or the ACFT, after early data shows nearly half of female soldiers can't pass the test and might face being removed from service. Yeah. So the feminists said, we want to be treated equally. We want to be treated equally. Okay. And so the military says, okay, well, we'll be woke and politically correct. And it's been a disaster. 44% of all women who have taken this standardized physical fitness test, 44% of women have failed, compared with 7% of men. 44% of women have failed, only 7% of men. And it gets worse. Quote, only 66 female soldiers have scored a 500 or higher on the test. Now, remember that number. Out of all the women who have taken this test in the military, 66 have scored a 500 or higher. How many men? 31,978, rounded up to 32,000 men. 66 women, 32,000 men. So women are suffering. Yeah. What do I tell you all the time? What happens to anything and everything the left touches? They destroy it. So the left comes to the U.S. military and says, we demand equality. We demand equality. We want men and women to be treated exactly the same. But they're different. They have different muscular structure. They have different skeletal structure. Men just by birth have more muscles than women. They're built different. They're not superior. They're just different. No, they're not. They're not different. We want them treated equally. Okay, we'll treat them equally. So what are they going to do now? Well, they are thinking about going back to men's tests and women's tests. Or they may take the scores and compare women with women and men to men, not men to women, women to men. In other words, they're going to go back to gender-specific testing in the military. Now, I admit I'm not the brightest bulb in the candelabra, but I could have told them that was going to happen, and I would imagine most of you could too. The left destroys everything it touches, including our military. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Hey, folks, thank you for joining me. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you for giving to Christian Solidarity International. We just had three more slaves free just in the last few minutes. God bless you. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.